It's been a relatively cool summer in Wisconsin, but that's changing this week. It's Thursday, July 27th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, the number of high schoolers earning college credit at public universities and technical colleges has doubled, and a town in Sheboygan County is hosting a carriage driving competition. That's right, a horse carriage driving competition. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
Extreme heat is hitting Wisconsin this week, but as Hope Kerwin reports, the state's climate expert says it's nothing unusual for the summer.
Temperatures will reach at least 90 degrees or higher for much of the state on Thursday. Humidity will push heat indices into the hundreds in western and some southern counties. State climatologist Steve Vavris says the heat wave is typical for the hottest part of summer. While average temperatures have increased with the effects of climate change, Vavris says summer's highs have remained mostly the same in Wisconsin.
Currently in the southwest, in Phoenix, Texas, Florida, Europe, China, all over the world, really, there has been an increase in extreme heat. So Wisconsin and the upper Midwest has been an exception.
But Vavra says that trend likely won't last, and Wisconsin will eventually see more extreme heat. The state has already seen hotter nighttime temperatures due to increasing humidity. Vavra says this summer's lack of humidity due to drought has been unusual, making previous highs feel more comfortable. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new voucher school could soon be coming to the former Cardinal Stritch University campus in Glendale and Fox Point. The Ramirez Family Foundation announced on Wednesday that they purchased the campus for $24 million. The foundation plans to operate a K-12 Christian voucher school for students on Milwaukee's north side. Christine Simchich is the Fox Point Village president. She says she's excited that the site will have a new use.
I think it's sad that we're losing Stritch. I think it's exciting that we're getting another educational use on the property. It sounds like it's going to be, you know, a vibrant use, and I think that that benefits everybody.
Students could start attending the school as soon as 2025. Most of the buildings on the site will likely remain. The dormitories could be torn down to make way for a new athletic field. Cardinal Stritch closed in May. Three U.S. Marines, including a Madison man, found unresponsive in a car at a North Carolina gas station, had died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Deputies from the Pender County Sheriff's Office found the three men Sunday morning in a privately owned car outside of a gas station in Hampstead. Autopsies performed Wednesday by the North Carolina Medical Examiner's Office determined that all three deaths were the result of carbon monoxide poisoning. Sergeant Chester Ward from the Sheriff's Office told the Associated Press that the situation, quote, seems accidental. The Lance Corporals were identified as 19-year-old Tanner J. Kaltenberg of Madison and 23-year-olds Marax C. Dockery and Ivan R. Garcia. About a quarter of Wisconsin's high school students can earn college credits during the school year. Corrine Hess reports participation in these programs varies widely across the state.
Over the last decade, the number of students earning college credits through dual enrollment programs at public universities and technical colleges has more than doubled, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Katie Graff is with Gateway Technical College. Gateway serves 7,400 high school students in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties with its dual enrollment programs.
We're seeing students graduating from Gateway with a certificate, a technical diploma, or even sometimes an associate's degree before they graduate from high school. It's very exciting, and really they're able to do that with little to no college debt.
Nearly 50% of Racine students participate, but that's not typical. In Madison, only 5 students took part in dual enrollment. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Blue-green algae blooms on large, shallow, and nutrient-rich lakes may be related to ongoing drought conditions this summer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says those lakes may not have a lot of water flowing through them with the lack of rain. That can create warm and stagnant conditions that can allow those blooms to form. Blue-green algae can produce toxins that can make people and animals sick. The Department of Health Services has found 3 out of 14 illnesses reported this year have been possibly tied to blue-green algae exposure. Epidemiologist Jordan Murray says the hot weather and lack of rain creates prime conditions for blooms to form.
With that being said, it's possible that we get more illness reports throughout the end of the month and then into August as well.
The DNR has received at least 93 bloom reports this year, and blue-green algae blooms make up about half of them. And finally, Wisconsin's Wade House Historic Site is home to a restored stagecoach inn and carriage museum. As Gabby Vinnick reports, this weekend, visitors can connect history with modern equestrian sports through a carriage driving competition.
The museum in Sheboygan County is home to nearly 100 horse-drawn vehicles collected by Wesley Young, whose family operated a carriage factory in the area. On Saturday, at least 20 competitors and their horses will participate in a dressage test, a cones course, and a cross-country tour through the grounds. The goal is to connect the public with history and modern-day horse competition. Susan Kuz-Aker is an advisor with the Wade House Carriage Driving Days.
Most of the people that participate in this sport really do it for the love of the horse and the horsemanship that goes with it and the uniqueness that carriage driving brings.
She called it a beautiful spectacle to watch. The event will take place on July 29th. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. You can catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and leave us that rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.